Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for today comes from the Gospel in Mark, the 7th chapter. Please be seated. A few months ago, I hopped in my car, ready to go to class early in the morning. And I pressed down on the clutch pedal, and it went straight to the floor, and it stayed there. Something wasn't right. I couldn't shift my car into gear, and I was stuck. So what I figured out, through the handy use of the Google, found out that I needed a new part, and I thought I could fix it myself. I watched a couple YouTube videos, and even read a couple articles. After all, I'm pretty handy. That's why I'm at seminary. So I bought the new part from AutoZone, went to put it in, got everything situated, then I realized it still doesn't work. So, okay, I swallowed my pride, called a tow truck, had it towed to the mechanic. I get a phone call from the mechanic a couple hours later saying that whoever worked on the car before, me, made things even worse, and now it's going to cost $500 instead of $200. I wasn't very smart. I thought I could do it, and I couldn't, and I made things worse. So that happens a lot in our lives. We get a little confident, we get a little full of ourselves, and we think we can do things that we actually can't. So like that, the Pharisees were in that similar situation. As we heard in the gospel text today, they thought they could do everything when actually they were just making things worse. The Pharisees thought through their own work and through their own righteousness, they could be saved. We too struggle in vain, much like the Pharisees, and we try to save ourselves and through our own works. But in actuality, the only work that can actually save us is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. Through man-made traditions, the Pharisees thought they could achieve righteousness, and they were completely full of themselves. We too struggle with this problem, trying to be righteous before the world instead of being righteous through God. Our gospel text today tells this story of the Pharisees. They encounter Jesus' disciples not performing the ritual washings that were required of them. Jewish tradition at the time dictated that whenever you went out, you had to go back, wash your hands, wash your entire house, including your couch, and you had to be completely clean because you may have encountered a Gentile. Now, the disciples weren't in trouble because they didn't wash their hands. There was no such thing as germ theory back then. They weren't being nasty. But indeed, the Pharisees were highly upset because they weren't following the rules. Now, the Pharisees thought that they could achieve the law. They thought they could protect the land of Israel from the wrath of God if they followed the rules. And in their minds, the Messiah would come if they all kept the law for one day. Instead of trying to fulfill the law, instead they just made things completely worse. They came up with their own law and their own traditions around God's law in order to protect it. Instead of actually doing the law, following the rules, they made their own rules because they thought they were better than God. In their desire to be extremely pious, the Pharisees also took all of their money, and instead of saving it and putting it in a retirement plan like we do nowadays, they stuck it in the temple and thought that they could make them righteous if they gave enough money to God and his temple. Instead, they were neglecting their family. Instead of saving that money to take care of their family, in particular their elderly parents, they sent that money to make themselves look better. This is where Jesus gets really upset with them. They're breaking the fourth commandment. They're not honoring their father and their mother because they're trying to make themselves look better. They're trying to make themselves more righteous, more pious, instead of taking care of the needs of their parents, of their family, and of their neighbor. We too fall victim to this same sort of self-righteousness. How often do we do something that supposedly looks good, a good deed, a good work, but instead of actually doing it out of love and concern for our neighbor, we do it because it makes us look better? Deep down inside, we all probably struggle with this. Our taintness of sin is the problem. We are all tainted by sin, and all of our good works aren't actually good works for us. They're good works for our neighbor. We struggle with this problem, and just like the Pharisees, we can be often hypocritical about this. Though we struggle with these temptations, trying to be righteous before men, the world, Jesus fulfilled all righteousness for us, and only through his perfection are we actually made clean and made pure. Jesus, though recognizing the failures of our works, much like the Pharisees, came to be righteousness for us. In our gospel text, Jesus deals with the Pharisees. He's mad at them. He tells them point blank they're hurting their case and they're better off dead. Better off dead than following the law. Their own laws have worsened their chances of ever being redeemed. Because they're totally full of themselves, Jesus tells them to die. That's a little harsh. God himself, though, redeems us, even though we're stuck in that same trap as the Pharisees. Jesus came to earth to be perfect in an imperfect world. No longer are we stuck under that burden of the law. Our works, unlike the Pharisees, we know do not save us. We know do not make us righteous. Through God's Son, Jesus, and his shedding of blood on the cross, defeated the need for the law for our salvation. The sacrifices that were once necessary in the temple are no longer needed. The one and only sacrifice of God, the true Lamb of God, is the only work, the only sacrifice that we'll ever need. Through God's grace and through the blood of Christ, we are washed clean. Nothing we could ever do could make us greater than God. Nothing we could ever do with our hands could further our chances at being saved. Through the blood of Christ, we're only saved. Through the cleansing of our souls at the font, we are washed clean with the blood of Jesus Christ, the water and the word that God gives through his work in baptism, saves us through the blood of Christ. So no longer do we have to struggle with this need for works righteousness. That innate desire that we can do something to better our chances at being saved really doesn't need to affect us anymore. Through the victory over sin on the cross, Jesus wipes away that need. But to be honest, we still do need to do good works, not for God, but for our neighbor. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, God enables us to do good works. Unlike the Pharisees, we want our works to be beneficial to people and not be a detriment to them. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, we're enabled to do these good deeds to help our neighbor. Our works aren't for ourselves, but they are for our fellow man. Instead of struggling with the question continually, am I good enough? We should rejoice in the fact that God, like taking care of his own children, shows us the right thing to do. The law that he gives us is good. It is perfect. And we help our neighbor and help our loved ones and help those we care about through doing good works for them. The gospel enables us to be free of works righteousness. We are free in the gospel to do these things for our neighbor. Because of this freedom, we're no longer shackled by the necessity of our sinful desires, our own fleshly lusts, our own innate greed to serve one another. The freedom that the gospel gives us is the only reason that the church continues today. The good work that God began on the cross continues to keep and breathe life into the church through our deeds and through our works towards our fellow man. No amount of worldly push against the church would ever cease the goodness that God gives us. Much greater than any accomplishment we could ever do, any act of righteousness that we might ever do ourselves, is the work of Jesus Christ. The law, which continually has shown us our wrongdoings in Christ, also shows us what to do to help our neighbor. But no longer do we have to worry about our own righteousness. Our righteousness is Christ, for us and in us and through us, works his love through the gospel. That grace that God gives us is way better than anything we could do. Any act of piety, any act of sacrifice to God is not even close to the work that God has done through Jesus Christ. The gospel, which continually enlightens us, is that good work in action. Now, we can't do it all. And just like I figured out with my car, I realized that I needed some help. But we, through our own works, need help. We need Jesus Christ. Please rise. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.